federal government has not yet been able to confirm that two of the most notorious Australian terrorists fighting with Islamic State have been killed. There are reports Khalid Sharif and Mohammed Elamar have been killed during fighting in Mosul in Iraq. It's come as a surprise to at least some members of Khalid Sharif's family who hadn't heard any such reports from the conflict zone themselves. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Australian Khalid Sharif gained notoriety when photos emerged of his seven-year-old son posing for a photo holding the severed head of a Syrian soldier. Fellow Australian Mohammed Elamar has also been implicated in atrocities while fighting for Islamic State. Mohammed Mashloush has known Damour Sharif, Khalid Sharif's sister, and her husband for years. He doesn't believe the family knows if the men have died.
They are my close friends from very long time ago and they've never said anything about it. I am surprised to hear this news at all from the beginning. So I don't think they have any knowledge. And if they have any knowledge about it, they would have said something.
When is the last time that you saw or spoke to them?
Yesterday.
And they had no indication?
No indication at all.
Terrorism expert Professor Greg Barton from Monash University says confirming the news won't be easy.
On the scale of difficulty, it's right up there because we all of us don't have intelligence assets on the ground. The Americans, the Australians, of course, along with them, lost those assets in the troop drawdown at the end of 2011. So up until then, there were quite a few people on the ground. Now we're flying blind.
He says if the reports that the pair were killed in Mosul are true, it reveals something about the nature of their deaths.
And Mosul on the northern reaches of the Tigris River in northern Iraq is safe from any ground assaults. It's a long way from any front line. So that suggests either they were outside Mosul and the reference is tenuous, or that they were killed in an airstrike.
Terrorism experts warn that the government's reaction to the deaths will be pivotal. Clark Jones from the Australian National University says the two men played a significant role in attracting others to join Islamic State militants. In particular, Elamar's social media posts indicated he was a popular figure among Australians within the movement.
Well, they were very active on social media, and we saw Khalid Sharif and his sons holding severed heads up. They sort of showed young people of what they could achieve and how they could come over and support the Islamic State. As crazy as that may sound, holding severed heads became a draw card for some.
Professor Greg Barton says there's a risk that in death, this effect will be amplified.
We have to be careful lest we make them martyrs. Of course, what they did was evil, but describing them as evildoers actually makes them more important than they really were. They were just stupid yobbos acting in a very pathetic, self-indulgent fashion. So it's important for the government and Australian society in general to not overplay their role.
Professor Greg Barton. And that report compiled by reporters Angela Lavoie-Pierre, Mandy Sammy, Bill Birtles and Julie Doyle.